This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office has identified the teen who shot two classmates at Evergreen High School as a 16-year-old student. More details are being released about the shooting as the investigation continues. Officials say the student was radicalized by, quote, an extremist network, but officials say a specific motive remains unclear.
I have to believe when you bring a gun to school and you continue to fire and reload and fire and reload, that you are on a mission. And we are grateful that he was less successful, but we're devastated that he was successful at all.
That was Jackie Kelly with the Jeffco Sheriff's Office. Authorities are searching his online accounts, home, and locker. Meanwhile, members of Congress are worried about safety in the wake of conservative activist Charlie Kirk's assassination. Threats against members, including Colorado lawmakers, have increased to about 14,000 so far this year, up from 9,000 last year. Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert says her office was told she's one of the lawmakers who gets the most threats.
I'm sick of this stuff. Like, that's not why we come here. We come here to serve and make a difference and deliver on the promises that we made, not to hate people and certainly go through assassination attempts and successful ones. And it's just disgusting.
Boebert says lawmakers are working through how to do public events in the future, but what that will look like, she doesn't yet know. A flash flood warning remains in effect for the Lee Burns Scar in Rio Blanco County until 5:45. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.